And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 7th. This week in 1968, the Yardbirds disbanded. And much to the dismay of the band members, but Jimmy Page left to form what became Led Zeppelin. 12 people were hospitalized in a riot after a Fats Domino concert in San Jose, California, this week in 1956. Johnny Cash appeared for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, this week in 1956. The Monkees opened for Jimi Hendrix this week in 1967, and the audience really didn't appreciate their music, and so actually it wasn't the Monkees that opened for Jimi Hendrix. I just... getting it clear in my mind, I just recalled it was actually Jimi Hendrix who opened for the Monkees, and the audience did not really appreciate who he was at that point. So he quit the tour 5 days later. In 1989, the Monkees received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and all four members of the group attended the ceremony. The Dave Clark 5 movie, Having a Wild Weekend, also known as Catch As If You Can in the United States, debuted this week in 1965 in London, England. David Ruffin left the Temptations in 68. Dick Clark became the host of the local Philadelphia Bandstand TV show this week in 1956. In 57, Elvis Presley's movie Loving You premiered in Memphis. Elvis wasn't at that premiere because he got a sneak showing the night before. Kenny Rogers left the New Christie Minstrels this week in 1967. The next day, he formed the First Edition. The movie Go, Johnny, Go! With Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry, along with performances by Ritchie Valens, Eddie Cochran, and Jackie Wilson, opened this week in 1959. In 1962, the first Rolling Stones concert took place. It was at the Marquee Club in London, and Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts weren't even members of the band at that point yet. In 1957, Frankie Lyman, the Everly Brothers, and Connie Francis starred on Alan Freed's first official Big Beat TV show. Production began on the Fabian movie Hound Dog Man that featured Dodie Stevens this week in 1959. In 62, the Telstar communications satellite was launched. Rod Allen from the Fortunes was hospitalized this week in 1966 following being dragged off the stage by the audience at a Lincoln, Nebraska concert. The first stage performance of Jesus Christ Superstar happened this week in 1971, took place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rod Stewart received the Commander of the Order of British Empire. It was a medal that he received from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2007. The Live Aid concerts took place this week in 1985 in Philadelphia and London. The Grateful Dead's last concert took place in 1995 at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Beatles producer George Martin was honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences as the most successful producer of all time this week in 2008. In the studio, the Everly Brothers recorded Till I Kissed You in 1959. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded I'm Telling You Now in 63. The Everly Brothers back in the studio in 1960. This time they recorded Lucille. Bobby Helms cut My Special Angel in 57. The Hughes Corporation recorded Rock the Boat in 73. Floyd Kramer recorded Last Date in 1960. The Supremes cut Come See About Me in 64. Beach Boys recorded Sloop John B in 65. And the Drifters cut Dance With Me this week in 1959. Birthdays for you, rock and roll Hall of Famer, major, major talent. Of course, better known as the drummer in the Beatles. Ringo Starr, birthday this week, he's turning 79. Tommy D, born in 37. Mary Ford, born in 1924. Steve Lawrence, the subject of Voice Your Choice this week on Treasure Island Oldies, he is 84. Ed Ames is 92. Lee Hazelwood, born this week in 1929. Arlo Guthrie is 72. Ian Whitcomb is 78. Sandy Stewart is 82. Jumpin' Gene Simmons, born in 1937 this week. Diane Renee is 74. Roger McGuinn from the Byrds is 77. Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong is turning 73. J. Bird Uzel, lead singer of the Corsairs, is 77. Thurston Harris, born in 1930. Tab Hunter, born this week, 1931. Peter Brown is 66. Myra Brown, the child bride of Jerry Lee Lewis, is 75 this week. Bill Cosby is 81. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, 76. Walter Egan, 71. Barbara Cowsill, the mother in the Cowsills, born this week in 1928. And Jerry Vale, born this week in 1930. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July the 7th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.